Australia's richest tertiary institution, Melbourne University, is repaying millions of dollars to about 1,500 academics who've been underpaid. The casual staff were paid between a third and a half of what they should have received for jobs like giving tutorials and marking. The ABC can also reveal the University of New South Wales has also had to repay money, and it's now undertaking a university-wide review. Here's National Education reporter Connor Duffy.
For 3 years, casual history tutors like Sian Winscript have led a campaign to get the University of Melbourne to pay its workers what they're owed.
Many of my colleagues, I myself included, we have to work multiple jobs just to survive. Meanwhile, we have our Vice Chancellor getting paid twice as much as the Prime Minister.
And it's finally paid off. The University of Melbourne, which has $4.5 billion in reserves, is starting to repay staff at four faculties. The union estimates the bill in the arts faculty alone will be $6 million.
A lot of our casuals are, single parents, carers, migrant workers, really in the vulnerable positions, and they've been denied secure jobs for many years.
More than 400 casuals in the engineering faculty have been reimbursed, and 600 tutors in the arts faculty are next. They were underpaid because they were only getting a flat rate for marketing, which meant they had to mark the equivalent of 4,000 words or 20 papers an hour, which of course wasn't possible. The National Tertiary Education Union says that was a breach of a clause in their workplace agreement that says teachers should be paid for all work. Sian Winscript estimates she's owed $11,000 and says the wage battle has come at a cost.
Like many precarious workers, I myself have been struggling with, chronic and recurrent mental health issues over the years since I entered academia as a PhD student.
Staff in the science faculty are going to be reimbursed after their tutorials were labelled practice classes, which meant they were paid just a third of what they should have been. The Victorian Assistant Secretary of the National Tertiary Education Union is Sarah Roberts.
I like to think of it as these casual employees having to go to their employer like Oliver, saying, please, sir, can I have some more? And it's just so heartbreaking.
The University of Melbourne declined a request for an interview, but a spokesperson said it was working collaboratively with the union and that casuals would have an opportunity to reclaim their pay. Audits are underway at two other elite universities, the University of Western Australia and the University of New South Wales, which has contacted the Fair Work Ombudsman. In a statement, UNSW confirmed money has been repaid to casual staff at the business school with a university-wide audit of other faculties led by Deloitte's to come. Macquarie University told the ABC it also had to repay about $50,000. Dr. Alison Barnes is the president of the National Tertiary Education Union.
Whether it be casuals being paid far less than they should for the marking of assessment work, the work that goes into preparing for teaching, wage theft is a common problem across the university sector.
That's Dr. Alison Barnes, the president of the National Tertiary Education Union, ending Connor Duffy's report.